हेलो गाइस, दिस मी आना बनवा लिसनिंग टू द पॉडकास्ट इज राज सिंह डी बाय आना चक्रवर्ती। दिस इज एपिसोड नंबर 65 एंड आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द डेथ ऑफ डैफनी एंड शी वाज द मोस्ट डेंजरस रेसलर इन इंपैक्ट रेसलिंग। शी डाइड ऑन सितंबर 1, 2021 एंड इफ आई सी हर कैरियर परफॉर्मेंसेस She played on WCW, WWE, OVW, and I see this match. She looked like something. She smile was very dangerous. She played on OVW wrestling, Ring of Honor, you just say Extreme Pro Wrestling, XPW. She played so many races. She had an appearance on Independent Circuit and. She played on TNA Impact, and I see on the June 5th, 2008 episode of TNA Impact, she appeared as a planted fan in the audience along with fellow wrestlers Amber O'Neill and Becky Bellas. And if I talk about Becky Bellas, she was also a former superstar. But I could just say about Daphne was very stressful. She died on September 1st, 2021. But after that, she retired on 2011 to 2012. Last appearances on Wrestlicious 2009 to 2010. But the main thing of the death is on September 1st, 2021. Sprill streamed a live video through a social network Instagram in which she read a suicide note holding what appeared to be a pistol and requesting that her brain be donated for chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Sorry, it's CTE testing. Concerned fans took to social media to support Sprill, and law enforcement were dispatched. Previous known addresses until her family were able to provide an updated address. Her death was announced online the following day by Shimmer wrestler Lexi Fifi at Sprill family request. And I see this was very unconscious. Shimmer wrestler, an official of the Gwinnett County, Georgia, medical examiner's office also confirmed her death but did not disclose the cause. A report from the Gwinnett County Police Department indicated that she had died of an apparent gunshot wound to the chest. This was very ridiculous. How do you got a gun about it? In the day following her death, many within the professional wrestling industry expressed their condolences online and many discussed the topic mental health. USA Today wrote that her death intensified concerns with the business, especially among women performers. Noting that wrestlers Ashley Massaro and Hana Kimura had also died by suicide in the preceding 2 years. Industry veterans Mick Foley and Kane included the phone number for the suicide hotline in the tweets, while Paige used the hashtag mental health matters, and CM Punk encouraged people to ask for help. Mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. I will give something a morality that mental health always matters. You should take care of the mental. You should take care of everything. Right, should say, get physically fit, mentally fit, and obviously, you can just say you get spiritual, and don't be emotional. That's the main thing. Take care of each other. WWE extended their condolences on the website and sent texts to their employees and to let them know that counseling would be provided for them if they needed it. Mike Johnson, a pro wrestling insider, encouraged industry leaders to make permanent changes regarding mental health care comparing it to WWE instituting its wellness policy after the 2005 death of Eddie Guerrero. While WWE does provide psychological and psychiatric services for contracted performers, cheerleader Melissa pushed for other promotions to provide services for the wrestlers. She was cremated and a mass was held in her memory, which was revealed on a video published on September 10. Among the attendees were family, friends and professional wrestlers Leva Pets, Maya Im, Mickey James with husband Nick Ellis, Alison Kay, Marty Bailey and Kim Lee. Awesome Kong subsequently dedicated her induction to the Impact Hall of Fame to Sproul on September
18. I feel on Impact Wrestling that all the women's division came and to pay tribute for silence of Daphne Russell.
But I can just say that she was a very decent wrestler, dangerous wrestler in her character. But this dangerous wrestler, everybody should love about this. But this is a professionality. And she had only three films, that is Santa Claus, the movie, I Surrender All, the Gordon. And if I talk about the championship accomplishments, she win only ACW American Joshi Championship, is an Anarchy Championship Wrestling, or one type, Alabama Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame Class of 2018, Great Championship Wrestling, GCW Women's Championship one time, NWA Wrestle Birmingham, NWA Wrestle Birmingham Junior Heavyweight Champion one time, in 2006, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, if I talk about, he's ranked number 18 of the top 15 female singles wrestler in the PWI Female 50 in 2009. And the last thing is WCW Championship Wrestling. She won WCW Cruiserweight Championship one time, the second woman to hold this title. And I think, if I talk about the Cruiserweight Championship, this is only for males. But it's make the history of the second time and holding a cruiserweight title, that I can just say it's very you can just say holding the cruiserweight title is very uncomfortable. But I could just say that cruiserweight should supposed to be the men's division, but I see like coming on Japanese, coming on Korean, Kenny came on Chinese, coming on some other races, such as USA, Latino American, or you could just say Mexican also, the Lucha, they know the Cruiserweight, they also deserve the Cruiserweight division. But I would just say that and the Mexican, the Luchas, were a great king of Luchadoras, and even, as I say, the Cruiserweight division. This was dominated everything. Not only those Mexicans, including Japanese also. Even each and every person supporting Japanese. And if I talk about her references, and I would say it was very sad for everything, but I could just say she was the very greatest wrestler of all time. And if I say that she was also WCW Cruiserweight Champion, but I see the pic about she is looking very beautiful, and she is looking exactly very, she's makeup was very good, and she's looking very beautiful girl. But the main thing is this was the most disappointing event. That's why I think it's supposed to give a chance at a big role, but I don't know why she died. And if I see the cause of death, I think I don't know what's going wrong about Daphnis? There's an official says that Daphnis under Unger's reported cause of death is caused by the police. But I think her case was finished. Everything. But the thing is, I didn't know there's a gunshot wound. But what should you say about that? I can just say she's the duplicate of the old tension Nikki Cross. But I can just say Daphne is Daphne, and you can just say that Nikki Cross is Nikki Cross. But I think this was very interesting. And I would love to see about it. And this thing was very interesting. But this was very, you could just say that this was shocked that WWE was also paid correlations to Daphne also. So I really love it. And this was the ending of the today's episode. And I was planning to make a MLW show about the review that I see that Tajiri won the Junior Heavyweight Champion, because the Japanese boxer Tajiri was one of the most favorite wrestlers in my entire life. I see these wrestlers on my childhood. The best thing it was that the Japanese basil kicks, and you can just say that Green Mist and Tarantula Lock was very interesting. I really loved it to this. He played as a mastermind, but I see that he won the Cruiserweight division also. But I will talk on the next episode. So finally, this is the end of the today's episode. Please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and many more, including Amazon Music, and many more. Just follow me and enjoy this wrestling business. And last thing I want to say that, rest in peace of Daphne. Bye. See you on the next episode. Wrestling Ready, but I'm not sponsored by Anchor. Bye.